Let's take a look at the race for Texas Railroad Commission. Most all of us have been deluged with expensive mailers from a reputed apartment slumlord from Houston with very deep pockets and an even deeper desire to get elected to office, any office. In those mailings, Gary Gates makes a lot of claims about himself and his opponent Wayne Christian that are dubious at best. Christian is among the original group of part-time politicians, a state rep in his case, who worked hard to move the legislature to GOP majority and has long been considered a strong conservative. This is why many large and authentic conservative groups have endorsed Christian. But there's more that matters. The Railroad Commission's up for sunset review in the upcoming session, and Christian, having served in the House on the committee which oversees the commission, will be a tremendous asset in getting the sunset review done right. Mr. Gates has zero experience in the energy industry or the legislature, unless you count living in the Houston area as oil and gas experience, and count publishing a political newsletter that promotes GOP moderates in state government as legislative experience. Gates' latest fold-out mailer shows you all you need to know. He's endorsed and backed by the worst of the top leadership team, from Byron Obama Cook and John Let's Expand Obamacare Zerwas to Jim Cast Out the Conservatives Kaffir and John Raise All His Money in Austin, not his district, Otto. All state reps who run the shutdown conservatism racket in the legislature. Texas will be in better hands with Wayne Christian as one of the three commissioners at the Oil and Gas Industry Regulating Railroad Commission. Early voting runs through Friday, so get out and vote. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.